Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AK, TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause he ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
XL, and this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. One time for everybody on the check-in on Facebook Live. I see you guys, man. Definitely, definitely hang out. 6:30 p.m., we got the Duel coming back at you today. All right, hang out. 6:30, we got the Duel. Riding Dirty Radio presents the Duel coming back at 6:30. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. All right, before we get into it, let me say one time for our sponsors, man. One time for good people. Good people, good people, good people. What's up, Perry? One time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 up in Atlanta, Georgia. Been holding down the 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. radio slot from Thursday night, Friday morning for the past 15 plus years. Again, WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com. We partnered up with Live365.com last year in 2020. All right, when we partnered up with Live365, we launched our very own internet radio station, and it's a media-based tracking internet radio station. Now, what I mean by media-based tracking internet radio station, that means that any music played on our radio station that's properly registered to BMI ASCAP, then your music, if your music is registered to CSAC, BMI, or ASCAP, then you receive points towards royalties for your music being played on radio. Now, the way to access our radio station is very simple. I need you to go to live365.com. In the search engine, type in Ride95. Again, type in Ride95 in the search engine. All right? Then click on our station logo. And you will have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Okay? Now, if you want to access us via your mobile device, it's also just as easy. All you got to do is download the Live 365 app. Once you download the Live 365 app, then type in Ride95, that's R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5. Click on the station logo. And again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We are the best in what's next in hip hop and R&B. Okay? Okay. Now, like I said, one time for our sponsors, good people over at 100 Band Run Clothing Company. Good people over at Liquor Lollipops. All right, 100 Band, let me go back. 100 Band Run Clothing Company. There's a luxury clothing brand brought to you by the Burning 50. Luxurious clothes to definitely help you hold down the streets. Visit them at 100bandrun.com. Liquor Lollipops is a premium hard candy designed to taste like your favorite alcoholic beverage. Okay, you can visit them at liquorlollipops.com. All right, El Carnel Michelada Mix, the best homemade Michelada Mix and gummies this side of the border. Visit them at El Carnel Mech Mix on Facebook. And last but not least, the good people over at J. Lawson Music Group, home of the supergroup Fulton County, which features Kilo Ali, DJ Taz, and Mr. Flamboyant. Visit them on Facebook at J. Lawson Music Group. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know I'm always encouraging you. Please, please, rock with our sponsors. But now it's time for you to rock with our guests. And you know this platform is for those people who are moving, shaking, the people that are changing the world, brick by brick, day by day, second by second, whether it's through arts, entertainment, music, philanthropism, big screen, small screen, just damn being a good person. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today is no different than any other day on the Ride and Dirty Show. So welcome, welcome to the Ride and Dirty broadcast, singer Camaro Hayes. What's going on, my G?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Man, maintaining. Always got to start the show off by letting you know I'm so humble and I'm so honored to have you as a guest on our platform. Thank you for giving us a moment to just let our fans know about you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I thank you for the intro, and I thank you for, you know, allowing me, give me the platform, you know, to further reach other people. So thank you.
All right, so look, man, let's get into it. First and foremost, did I pronounce your name correct?
Yes, you did, actually. Yeah, Camaro Hayes, that's the name.
All right, so let the world know where Camaro Hayes is from. And I actually got some interesting questions about your career path, but let's start off by letting the world know where Camaro Hayes is from.
Okay, well, from... Big D, we call it. Otherwise, we call that Dallas, Texas. So, yeah, that's where I'm from.
All right, hold on. Anytime I get anybody on this platform and they mention Texas, I have to ask: Are you a Dallas Cowboy fan? Are you a Dallas Cowboy fan?
I ride with them when they're good. I'm not gonna front and be like I'm the biggest Cowboys fan ever, but I ride with them whenever they on their thing. Yeah, for sure.
Man, I am the biggest Dallas Cowboy fan that's never been to Dallas to a game.
Oh, word? Okay. We gotta change that. Definitely, you gotta kind of come down to Dallas and get that. I'm going to have some tired even down here in Texas.
Now, I definitely check out the Dallas Cowboys whenever they come to Atlanta, which is about once every 4 years. But I've never had an opportunity to go see the star.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so they just got the new it's been up for, you know, for years now, but the new stadium. So, I mean, it's definitely the time to, you know, come down and see them in person.
All right. Now, tell me, what's it like growing up in the Big D, or what was it like growing up in the Big D for Camaro Hayes? And when did you realize that you had a knack to break into this world of entertainment, because you embody a lot of things?
Yeah. What it was like just growing up in Dallas, I mean, it's just like it was a lot of, I guess, like culture, as in musically, because, like, you know, I'm not gonna like, you know, just splurge a name, but I'm actually like distant cousins with Erykah Badu, so I'm gonna put that out there. But yeah, so like musically, like wise, it's just like everything kind of like, you know, fell in the pot for me, and that kind of like influenced me to, like, you know, become an artist. And so that's basically like, you know, my roots is from really from Dallas.
Okay. All right. Now, being a distant cousin of Erykah Badu, that means you got greatness in your bloodline. When did you realize that you actually had talent to pursue music and acting and all the other things that you actually endeavored in?
I started off actually in acting. I actually started off like, you know, studying throughout most of high school and going into college as well. And then I've always wanted to do music, but so I've like always kind of like navigated between like the acting and the music. And now I'm like full-fledged, you know, deep down into being like an artist now. So I'm essentially like, for like the past 2 years, like music has been my main focus. And so I've been like full throttle ever since.
Okay. Now, what is it about acting and what is it about music? Okay. First of all, what is it about the music aspect that you enjoy more than the acting aspect, if that is a true statement?
I guess with music, you kind of have like you have more freedom, free range as an artist, I guess, to like express yourself, because of with acting, you can you're I guess you're limited to like the character that you're playing on a role, you know, if it's in a film or on stage, you know, you're in confines of that character and you need to, you know, become that character. But as an artist and as a musician, you could kind of have free range to express whatever you want, whatever type of emotions, whatever type of topics you want to talk about through the music. You know, if you, you know, want to dance, want to sing, you know, you have that free range to do that through the music. And that's why I like about having the more, I guess, the free range as an artist to do that.
Okay. All right. Now, when I actually look at your Instagram, I notice you've been featured on major networks like Fox, CBS, NBC. Tell me a little bit about some of those appearances.
Well, actually, they were articles, but they definitely were like some big features that, you know, definitely like elevated and got my name out there a little bit more. Especially like I reached out to them and I wanted to just like get like kind of like a, and these are like locally, so I reached out to them and wanted to get like, you know, kind of like a chance to like get like a spotlight, get my name heard out there. And so I gave them kind of like a rundown in the email of what I've done so far and everything. And then they actually were open to it. And so they, you know, they interviewed me, you know, gave me an article. And so that's basically like how we kind of like, I was able to branch out a little more and get like, you know, bigger following and everything.
All right. Now, the name Camaro Hayes, is that your birth name or is that a stage name? That's actually your birth name?
No, that's a stage name. Definitely a stage name.
Okay. How did that name come about?
Actually, like, it came from, shout out Bernie Beats. He's like my main like producer that I work with, especially like on this EP that's going to be coming out later this year. But it kind of came from him, like, essentially. I've always been like, because my real name is Kamara. So, like, Camaro was kind of, like, in the same – it's kind of like, you know, people will kind of, like, you know, mix it up in a way. They'd be like, oh, Camaro. Like, so I was like, it's Camaro, but Camaro's cool. And so that's where it kind of came from. And then the Hayes part came from Bernie Beats. He was like, you know what, I think you need, a cool-ass last name to kind of, like, fit in with that R&B element that makes it full. And he was just brother than just Camaro, like Camaro Hayes or something like that. I was like, you know what? I think that sticks. So that's what we kind of stuck with.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about your music.
Okay.
Tell the fans about your music and what they can expect when they hear you.
Okay. Well, whenever you hear me, you're going to feel... I feel like you're going to feel like a little bit of old school, like of like the essence of music when it was like, I guess like in like the 90s or the early 2000s, that type of essence where you feel like that feel good, that type of that, that kind of like, it kind of like throws you back, but also you're going to have a little bit of new, also the new school influence in it. So I feel like the both worlds when you listen to me, because like I can like switch it up. I can rap on a certain verse, and then I can go back to the hook and sing it, or I can have a whole R&B singing song that reminds you of the 90s. And then the next track could be like a modern day R&B song with some hip hop elements in it. So with me, I feel like whenever you press play, you can like have a great time and just know that you're going to go on a ride, whether it's, you know, a nostalgic ride or a current ride, you know, you're just going to have a good time.
All right. Now, when it comes to rapping and singing, which do you prefer?
I like singing, because singing it kind of like comes, it can kind of come from the soul, like it kind of comes from like as an artist, comes from your bare soul. And so whenever you like tap into it and you're able to like, you know, express it through the singing, it's like it's a whole nother feeling. It's a whole nother and a whole nother feeling for the listener too, because they can tap into it more, I feel like, with your emotions and what you're feeling, and if you're feeling good, if you're feeling down, if you're in love, if you're in a break, if your heart's broken, you can feel that through the voice, in the singing voice, you know, rather than just lyrics or rapping. But, you know, I love rap, but, you know, I think just singing wise, you feel that more with whenever you hear singing.
Now, as an artist, who do you expect to get the biggest response from? Will it be the fellas or will it be the ladies?
Well, I would like to say ladies, but I feel like the ladies will like the whole aesthetic of me as an artist, like me as a singer, as, you know, I'm like catering to, you know, a different demographic when it comes to like I'm singing about love, or I'm singing about the ups and downs of love. But I feel like the fellas can relate to it as well, because I'm singing it from a male's perspective. And so a male's perspective is, you know, I'm singing it from like as a modern day bachelor. What do we really go through, you know, as a man, you know, when we're dealing with other women, when we're dealing with multiple women, when we're dealing with one woman. So I feel like it can have like a good for both sexes. Like, you know, honestly, fellas can relate to me whenever I'm singing about dealing with a certain type of woman, or dealing with this woman, or dealing with the highs of love, the lows of love. And then the women would just like, you know, the aesthetic of me singing to them about love. So.
Okay. Now, with that being said, what type of woman does Camaro Hayes like?
What type of woman do I like? I like, honestly, I just like a woman that is secure within herself as a woman, and also that can be like, essentially like be a place of peace, like a place to where you can go to where you could talk to about, you know, the struggles you may be having in life, and, you know, she can help, you know, kind of like lead you to a better spot, and then also like also help inspire you, and then you bring that to her as well. You help inspire her, she helps inspire you. So it's kind of like it's a mutual feeling from both. You know, we are in this together, and we're trying to elevate each other better in a better spot. So especially that's the aspect of a woman that I would really like to have in my life as most.
Okay. All right. Now, this is something I want to go back to, but I actually saved this for last because I'm a fan of the sport. All right. So you had a brief stint as a professional wrestler. Let's talk a little bit about that. And you actually won a championship.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. It was, shout out to Micah. It was a tag team, actually, event. And so, I actually like dabbled in that as well, because, you know, because my friend Micah. And so we spent some time together, trained and all that. And then we actually did it. And so, and that was really like my only time that I really full-fledged went into that. And so whenever I went into it, we actually won. So it's kind of like a good feeling and all that, you know. So that's really just been my that's one of my best friends. So, you know, we go like that. So, you know what I mean? So whenever we go in the ring together, you know, we gonna have each other back. So that's how it happened. And so I'm always down to, you know, like do that more in the future, but I'm definitely more focused on trying to get this music and everything else off the ground first, for sure.
All right, I gotta ask, are there pictures or photos or anything out there floating around the internet of you and Micah in the ring?
there probably is, but we got them on lock. So, but for the most part, it was like a closed-in event. But I mean, we definitely got the best to prove it. So we did our thing. So that's for sure.
All right, that's what's up. All right, man. Speaking of Micah, you have this record with Micah that we're gonna play at the end of the show. Tell me a little bit about that record.
Yeah, well, it's a hot record, that's first of all. But the record is basically like a Spanish and English mix, you know. We kind of wanted to get like the international, that world vibes with the record, you know, especially like it's approaching summertime, and then, numbers are going down on COVID, thank God, you know, people are getting vaccinated. So people are starting to come back outside more. So we were like, you know what, let's put out a record that kind of get things back flowing and feeling good. And so we just like, you know what, let's call it Balmain. Let's you know, get some girls to start dancing and get some girls to dance with us, you know. And so that's the vibe of the song. And so and we got a special rapper on it, Latino rapper on it. He killed the verse. Shout out to Juan. And so we did our thing on it. I mean, this is honestly like a Miami vibe type record. You know, you go to Miami, really anywhere, but it's just like it's a really vibe record that I think anybody would love once they hear it.
All right, pronounce it again, Balmain.
Balmain, yeah.
What does that actually mean?
It means essentially means just like. It's like if you went up to tell a girl, come dance with me. That's what essentially what it means. Like, it's like dance, come dance.
Okay. All right. And who actually produced the track for you guys?
Shout out to, his name is Brownie Beats. He worked with me. He's working with me on my EP, but he worked with us too on his collaboration track. And so he knocked it out, and it's hot, you know. It bumps in the whip, bumps in the club, bumps everywhere. So,
all right, now we're gonna definitely end the show with Balmain, but I would be remiss if I didn't get you to talk about some other things you have going on, like your Wanna Know single and your upcoming project.
Yeah. Definitely. I got Wanna Know, which is the latest video that I have out right now. It's on my YouTube page. It's like, I think it's, it came out actually in December, but, you know, still been doing pretty good numbers, traction wise. You know, it's over, I think it's close to 20K on YouTube and everything, just organically growing. But it's really like a classic type R&B single that I kind of wanted to vibe out there, give out to the people to show that I have different sides to me. You know, because Players was like a little bit more clubbish, you know, upbeat, but this is like more R&B vibe. And so Wanna Know is out right now, it's out on all streams and platforms. And then I also have a new single coming out called All You Need, and that's going to be coming out within the next few weeks. So, and it has a hot video to it. It's the next level for the Modern Day Bachelor EP. And so it's gonna be great. I think it's gonna be next level to where people are gonna be like, whoa, he's really doing this. So I think people are gonna be very impressed when they see it.
All right, Modern Day Bachelor. Why did you pick that title for your project?
I picked the name for it because it perfectly describes where I'm at in my life. And it also, like, I wanted to tell the story of a modern-day bachelor from a male's perspective. So, it just essentially like it goes through like the ups and downs of the modern day bachelor. So which would be myself. So it starts off with, you know, essentially like players, which I'm like, you know, I'm playing the field, I'm having a good time, I'm meeting different girls, dealing with different girls, and then it goes to 1-0 where I'm, you know, I finally meet this girl that I think has potential to be somebody, you know, in the future. Then it goes through the love portion. Then it goes through the heartbreak portion. So just like the ups and downs of what a modern day bachelor will go through as he's dating and dealing with women. And so that's why I think modern day bachelor, that's the title.
Okay. All right. Now my last question. How has the World Wide Web affected how you market and promote yourself to people in areas that you can't just get in your car and go visit?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a double-edged sword because, you know, it can be very intimidating because there's so much, you know, such a span of trying to reach so many people. And so I think for me, it's been a good thing to find like your niche, kind of feel like find your audience that really likes your music, that really loves your music. And so that's where I'm kind of like headed and focused on. And so the World Wide Web essentially is like, it's a great tool if you know how to use it to market your music. And so I give the advice to every artist, you know, find your niche and find your audience so you can market it to them, and then, you know, you build up on that, because that's what I've been steadily been doing. And so I'm just going to continue to do that, and so until it pops, you know.
All right, now before we get up out of here, because we got to go, I want you to do two mm-hmm. things. The first thing I want you to do is let the people know how to find you on the World Wide Web, whether it's TikTok, Twitter, or however they can find Camaro Hayes, let them know. And then after you give us that information, I want you to introduce this record that you got with my man, Micah.
Okay. Well, once again, my name is Camaro Hayes. I am a multi-layered artist, singer, rapper, all that. So you can find me on Instagram at I Am Camaro Hayes, which is the main haven, which I'm posting everything there. You find me on Facebook, Camaro Hayes. You can find me on Twitter, Camaro Hayes. I'm going to start being more active on that. And YouTube, of course, Camaro Hayes as well. And so those are the main spots. And I got a lot of things coming out soon, so just check that out. And then now to introduce you to the new record, it's hot, it's fire. You're going to love it. It's going to bump in the car. And it's with my man Micah Ashby featuring Juan the Wizard on the track, produced by Bernie Beats. And the track is called Balmain. Hope you enjoy it.
Appreciate it, my G.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Much love.
Conmigo bailame, lo tengo si besame. Ven conmigo bailame, no lo quiero amarte. Ven conmigo bailame, lo tengo si besame. Ven conmigo bailame, no lo quiero amarte. Every time we get it on the bus, every time they gonna want some more. Every time, yeah, these bitches know they wanna come every time we go. Yeah, we get it poppin' when we come up in the club. Got these bitches twerkin', bustin', tryna get them up out their clothes. Yeah, it's going down, we ain't looking for no scrubs. Every time we come, yeah.
Ven conmigo, bailame. Lo tengo si besame. Ven conmigo, bailame. No lo quiero amarte. Ven conmigo, bailame.
Conmigo,
bailame, no lo quiero,
amarte.
Escaladas, Bentley Bada, Remo Baby, Epicetic Clara. I can see it in your eyes that you want it bad. Moviendo tu cuerpo con electricidad. Ey, bailame con corazón. Tú traes de fuego como un vagón. Mándame a todo mi avión. So let's make it hot while we in the zone. Ey,
yo me di de cuenta que esta mami está bien buena. Yo me apuesto que esta noche yo la pongo ella suelta. Le doy lo que quiera, no me cambie el tema. Te gusta mi estilo, por eso tú te trepas. Enséñame esa seta, vámonos de aquí pa' hacer otra escena. Con el creep en tu boca te lo doy en la mesa. Yo me volví loco cuando vi esa pierna. La mami está bien buena.
Back it up, let me see you work. Drop it down, speed it up. Back it up, let me see you work. First we change the music, luego el mundo.